Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I am so excited tonight. I get excited every night, but I am so excited right now, and because I have a guest tonight, and it's Tori Hartman, and we're going to learn about her and what she's doing and what Spirit's doing through her. So stay tuned, and she's here just shortly, and she will be taking some calls and doing some readings using her new deck of cards that she just made. Just got out, so we'll be talking about that too, so don't go anywhere. But before we do anything tonight, we're going to go ahead and pray for Rose. Rose has been missing for a week now. She hasn't been here on this program. She usually answers my phones here. I've known her for a couple of years. This is totally out of character for her, and I don't know what's going on. But right now, nobody's heard from her. We've tried to contact her. We have no contact with her. So we're going to pray that she is well and that she's okay. And her son is with her. They were in Oklahoma. And so we're going to pray for them tonight before we do anything else. And so let's go ahead and pray for them, and then we'll go ahead and do the other stuff that we normally do. Let's go ahead and pray for Rose and her son. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. I thank you that when we have problems like this, when we don't know exactly what's going on, that we can come to you. And tonight, my heart is burdened, my heart is heavy, because a family member of mine is missing. I don't know where she is, but you do. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would just be with her and her son, and that you would keep them safe, and that whatever is going on, as soon as she can, that she would contact somebody and let us know that she's okay. Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would just cover them with white light and just keep them safe wherever they are. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Okay, now, we're going to pray here again in a minute. But first of all, the card I pulled for the show tonight, I think it's fitting, is the peace card. It comes from my Gaia deck. And on the bottom of the card, it says dissolving unwanted or disturbing thoughts. You know, when things like this happen, when Rose started missing and my brain, of course, went boo all over the place. And so I prayed that Spirit would just bring me that peace. You know, it's okay to be concerned, but worrying about stuff and fretting about stuff that we have no control over just makes us sick. And then opens us up to things that we don't want to open ourselves up to. So we speak peace into situations that we don't know what's going on. And so, you know, tonight, no matter what's going on in your life, Spirit wants to speak to your life and your storms and your stuff and speak peace into you tonight. So maybe you're having a little shaky day. Maybe you're having a shaky week. Maybe you've had a shaky month, or maybe you're in a shaky year so far. But Spirit can speak peace into that. You know, and in every situation, there's a silver lining. There's peace. There's that safety, knowing that Spirit's right there helping us. So that's the card for the show tonight. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. And like I said, next I'm going to be getting Tori on here with me here shortly. We're going to open with the song. Oh, well, we already opened with the song. I'm not used to playing the opening song to begin with. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll get Tori on right after prayer. All right? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you again for this day. We thank you for this program. We thank you for Tori and what she is going to be bringing to this program tonight. And Father, Mother, God, just let her be relaxed and just speak through her tonight to all of us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the gifts that are inside of her. I thank you for the wisdom that you have placed in her, and the beauty and the love and all that stuff. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for her, and I thank you for leading me to her and bringing her to this program. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners tonight. I pray that you would just meet their needs tonight, whatever needs those are. That you would just touch them physically, emotionally, spiritually, that you would just touch their lives. For that's what it's all about. That's why I do this program, is for them, to help them. And to for them to realize that inside of them is a resource house that is amazing. And all it's waiting to do is just to be tapped into it. And Father, Mother, God, let us tap into that tonight. Let us move past of all of our fears and all of our stuff. And at this moment in time, focus on one thing and one thing only, and that's you. Working around us and in us to make us better and to make the world around us a better place to live. We thank you for right now surrounding us with the white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. We thank you for it. And we thank you for what you're about to do in this now moment. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. Let's find Tori on here and say hi. Hi, Tori.
Hey there. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, man. You know what, Michael? I went ahead, and as you're praying, and I'm sending light to Rose. You know, we want to have her come home safe, she and her son. And I went ahead and pulled a card myself. I pulled a card for the show.
Good.
And I think this is apt with the peace card. It's great. I believe decks work together and spirit works together, right?
Right.
So I pulled from my deck Blue November reversed. And Blue November is all about bittersweet. It's like when one door opens, you know, somewhere a door must close because the pull has to happen that way. So to move on, sometimes new things can seem a little startling to us, but overall, the bittersweetness is that something once existed that was magnificent, and something even more magnificent is coming for us to be of service to. And in the Color Wisdom cards, a reversal means a breakthrough, and this is a breakthrough regarding communication. And I feel it's very interesting that you're talking about, you know, this is the first time you played the song tonight, and it wasn't, you know, you weren't used to doing it, and so.
Right.
It brings up that moment of how important Rose has been to you. So I just want to honor that and just acknowledge her service. You know that sometimes people are not around and we realize, oh my gosh, that person's so important to me. Not that you didn't appreciate it before, but
right.
Anyway, so that's what I love to start with, the idea of that blue and that. The true blue, because it is the throat chakra, so it is about speaking our truth tonight and really connecting at a very, very authentic level. You know, so much of the work we're doing, and I don't know if you're finding this, Michael, but I find more and more and more it's about bringing people back to peace, because so much of it is that we're panicked about things, and we worry and panic, and it's interesting because I actually have to. I personally, and you'll know this about me. I'm kind of an open book. I don't pretend to know more than anybody else knows about their life. Certainly,
right.
But tomorrow I have to go to court, and I had lost my condo last year, and there were a whole lot of circumstances. Nobody's to blame. It is what it is. And the point is that I have to go to court tomorrow, and I found myself worried. Now, it's going to be what it is, and I have to go to court just to clean up some of the final matters with that property. And what's interesting about that is I found myself getting so panicked. And I called someone I'm close with in my spiritual club, and I called her, and I said, I'm in this, like, I'm so worried, I'm so panicked. And she said, sweetheart, I'm going to go with you tomorrow. And she just had to remind me that it's all in God's hands, and everything's in divine time. And I went, oh, of course, duh.
Right.
You know, but I think that most of our work becomes reminding each other that either God is or God isn't.
Right.
Do you know? So, and I think that our two biggest fears in life are being afraid of losing what we have and not getting what we want.
Right.
And the only thing I really want from that experience is for it to be over. And when I realized that, I was like, oh, okay, then I'll get what I want.
Right, then it will be over.
It will be over. It will truly be over, and it won't last forever.
Right.
And I want to say that to people now who are listening, who are suffering somewhere, whatever it is, you know, just like anything else, it does end. It does. You know, a friend of mine says, happy comes back.
Right.
And I thought that was such a great thing to say. You know, we do get ourselves restored, you know, when we surrender. And to be honest with you, I'm very at peace about tomorrow. I'm very at peace, and I feel like, well, I'm going to go, and I'm going to say what I have to say, and that's it. There's nothing else I can do except be as honest as I can. And I loved what you started the show with by saying in the prayer that, you know, Spirit would work through me to speak the truth.
Right.
And, You know, I think it's important, especially as you know, for whatever reason, I've been given this gift, and you have this gift as well, and
right.
It's our obligation to share it with as many people as we can. And I just want to say what an incredible, and I just want to say this to your listeners, how many shows a week are you doing, Michael?
We actually do 4.
Okay, I just want everybody listening to realize that is a huge amount of energy that you are giving to people. And I know this because I do too, and it exhausts me. So,
right.
And it's not that I'm not energized, because as listeners are just miracles. You know that.
Right.
You know, and so much of the time, I have to be honest with you, when I'm pulling cards for people, it's really just reminding of where they've come from, you know,
right.
And who they are. And it's really quite a journey to do this work. And I, Isabel came in today, my assistant, and I looked at her and I said, "We're going to London." She said, "What?" I said, "We're going to London in 5 weeks. Get your passport. I'm taking you to London. We have to go."
Right.
And she was just like, "Okay." And I said, "We have to go. I want to go to Book Expo, and I want to meet people over there, and I want to do stuff, and this is what I want to do." And she went, "Okay." And so it's starting to get exciting around here.
Right.
And she looked at me, and the reason I'm sharing this with you is because of what this topic is. She said, "But Tori, right now that's a lot of money for us to spend, you know, company-wise." And I said, "But if we don't spend the money, we'll never know what the adventure is."
Right.
So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's always a possibility waiting and happening. So while there's something challenging, obviously bittersweet, right?
Right.
This door will be closed tomorrow, and I'm opening a new one.
Right.
So, anyway, love, so I'm just chatting, and
okay.
Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm totally here to be of service to you and anybody who would like to call in or whatever, and
sure.
And you and I can, you know, shed them with blessings and light and give them some ideas of what their next steps are. There you go.
Yeah, and now mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about you. Let's get to know you just a little bit here.
All right.
And and now, how would you describe yourself? I mean, you know, if I never met you, you know, what would you tell me about yourself? That might be a little hard.
That's very interesting. I would say to you the things that matter to me most in life, more than anything else. I would say that my father jumped on D-Day. I'm the daughter of a World War II veteran, and I'm very proud of people who are of service.
Awesome.
I think if I had to go deeper, I would say that my father was also in Market Garden in the Battle of the Bulge, and that is a huge part of my DNA.
Right.
The courage of all of those men and women who've served us over the years. And I think that, you know, my father said to me when I was little, he said that my father ultimately became a Broadway actor. And it's very important, I think, to know our heritage. I have a New York Post article that said at 45, he finally hit Broadway. And, you know, here was my dad at 22 in the Battle of the Bulge, and he swore one night during a horrible shelling that if he got out alive, he was going to do what he loved for the rest of his life, and that was to be a theater actor in New York. And he was, and that's what he did. And I think that what I would tell you is that I come from a long line of believing in following your dream, that no matter who's firing at you, no matter what's going on, you can really step into whatever you want to be. And I watched my father do it, and I remember before he died, he said to me, "You know, I've been depressed my whole life." And I looked at him and I said, "Papa, you haven't been depressed. You killed people. That you'll never be the same, and I don't care for whatever reason." And he said, "Oh my gosh, you're right." I said, "They call it PTSD now. They call it post-traumatic stress disorder. But they didn't know what it was 30 years ago." And I guess what I'm saying to you is that I have made my work, my spiritual work, all about multi-generational healing, so that we actually know, if I was telling you who Tori is, I think it's so important to understand our energetic DNA. And I talk about, especially with the Color Wisdom cards, how it skips a generation. So we can see what we're here to do based on the DNA we have inherited from our family of origin. And the real power of that, and the reason I say this to you, is because, you know, I also had a mother who was an active alcoholic. And, you know, that was a complete influence on my life, as many of your listeners and as you probably understand, that kind of influence. I got very strongly involved in the Adult Children of Alcoholic movement in New York, and it became a huge part of understanding the level of emotional and energetic abuse created a huge, created my own ability to be an empath. And my mother was an astrologer, and she was absolutely brilliant, you know, and I look at how, you know, these fractured people, my mom and dad, created their lives, and I believe that we can all take what our challenges are and what our gifts are, which, by the way, are different sides of the same coin, and really look at how we've actually used our abuse, if you will, or our challenges to create a life where we're aware of it and we're conscious. And the whole thing is, I just wrote this down yesterday, Michael, and I think you'll love it, because I was talking to a friend of mine, because I work on a lot with themes and what we're doing with our lives, and I said, you know, I don't need to create a life. I just need to be present for the one I have. And that is so, I know that sounds like simple and trite in some ways, but if I had to say that simple statement is the essence of who Tori Hartman is, that I really think that being present and alive and alert is very exciting once we translate who we are. I think 90% of the time we're afraid that we're going to look in the mirror and hate what we see. And so that is, by way of Chicago, I think I went the long way, but that's kind of an essence to give you an overall idea of, right, you know, Color Wisdom cards. This deck didn't just come to me. I didn't wake up and go, I'm going to do a deck tomorrow. This was almost 30 years ago. I had a near-death experience, and I had these angels come and tell me stories. I shoved them in drawers. I thought they were completely ridiculous. I didn't know what they were. And, you know, I believe if you want to know what you're supposed to do, you just try to hide from it, man. It will find you, hunt you down.
Right, definitely.
So, in essence, I think I am a product of my inheritance, if you will, my DNA. I think that the incredible verbal and spiritual assaults from my mother, and I believe, created a kind of a prism effect, if you will. You know, when we hold a prism up to the light, it refracts light. And I think coming from a fractured background, as I did, my mother ultimately died of the disease of alcoholism when I was 15. And because I had such a fractured background, the best way to say it is that I believe that gives spirit a chance to come through in ways that he or she, if you will, or, you know, entity, come through in ways that it wouldn't have had I not had that experience. And right, so I do believe that those of us who have had people that we loved that couldn't love us back in the way we needed for whatever reason, that's an incredible amount of pain. And I think that when we can empathize, and that's what makes you successful and people like me do what I do, is that when we can empathize with people and they know they're heard, boy, that is just, it is worth its weight in gold. And I was very blessed to have people who have been there along the way for me. And I think that has been my own journey of it. And as I watch people in my spiritual club and people that I get to work with in various seminars, and I see them change, it is just, it's amazing as the light goes on and they start to connect their family with who they are, and they realize you can't cut out a part of you. You just have to know that it's there. You don't have to, you know, because so many people say, I have to get rid of that. And I'm like, why?
Right.
You know, no. It's spirit put it there for you.
Yeah, it's a part of us. It's just, you know, part that we have to just deal with and move on. Now, the one thing you mentioned your cards a couple of times, and I wanted to talk about them really quick here, because I went to your site, and I would recommend everybody else, and we're going to give you your website here in a minute, but I would tell people to go over there and check out the cards, because you can actually use the cards for free and you know, get a reading and do it yourself, and I've done it a couple of times. I did it last night. And this is the amazing thing, because I had a question, and I can't really read for myself too well.
I know, me too.
And so I thought, well, I'm going to go over and use the cards, and so I went over there, and actually they were spot on. I mean, I was like, whoa! I was like, okay, I'm like blown away, because amazing. No, it was just amazing. And one thing I like about The one thing that I liked about them, which I think is very, I have lots of cards. I have lots of Oracle cards. And the one thing that I really like, about your cards, is the fact of the colors and the fables that are on them. So could you talk a little bit about that? Because I find them very interesting about how you came upon those. You already talked about the angels that gave it to you, but how did it all come about? Because I just find them interesting.
Well, it's really, it actually, thanks for asking that, and I like you, have a gajillion decks. I'm a deck junkie. I love beautiful decks,
right.
And I love all the authors who do them, so I'm addicted. And I'm also friends with half the people that have done decks, so, because it's just such a great world.
Right.
That said, what happened was, as the angels came to me during that time, I was working for, and this is back in the 80s, the mid to late 80s, during that time, I was working on a book for Putnam. It was a book on color and dressing and fashion. And color, I was doing so much research in color that I was immersed in it day and night. So during that time, I had the near-death experience, and as I came back, and not to go into the whole long story of that, but as I came back, these fables would come to me, the angels would tell me these fables, and they were all with color names, like Dancing Daisy, a woman named Aubergine, I'm looking at Shrinking Violet, the Green Acorn, and it just, they all seemed like, what are these childlike fable things? And I would write them down with the color, and then as I was doing research for color, I would look up what the color actually meant, and then I would write a little section on what the color meant, and I'd put it together, and it was in a drawer. Literally dozens of legal-sized, you know, legal pads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the fable and the keyword, which, like, for example, you know, every fable comes with a keyword, and they may seem like, ooh, startling, but it can be the keyword or its opposite. So, for example, Brad Blueberry is blue, and the keyword is workaholic. But it can also be about immersing yourself, needing to immerse yourself, so it can be opposite, right?
Right.
So the keyword, the fable, and the color were there. So that was sitting in a drawer for about 10 years. One day, my friend Don came over, and he was desperate, and he said, I really need help. Can you please do a reading? And every deck I pulled out, I couldn't get a reading on him. I said, what do you need? He said, I need to create money. And so I said, well, here. And I just pulled out a fable. I just pulled out one of the fables. I said, here, just read this. It might help you.
Right.
And it really struck him. And he said, wow, and I guess about 2 days later, he came back and he said, you know, I read that and it really helped me a lot, and I just got a little job. And I said, oh, great. Well, and he was a freelancer. To make a long story short, he started to have so much success with reading these fables that he started telling other people. They started wanting to know what was happening, and he and I got together and created the first fable group. Now, what happened in those groups, which was really kind of magical, was that we had these, like, mastermind groups, you know, basically people getting together for their career, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we started pulling the fables, and then Spirit, when we pulled a fable for the night, Spirit would say, here's the exercise. So it began where we would do a group exercise together, either some kind of role-playing or some kind of fun activity, and that became a part attached to that fable. And then we also started to do journaling exercises with it. So we would say, okay, so for this week, I just sat quietly and I would write down what everybody had to do for the week, and that became the journaling exercise. And then people wanted more, so we'd do these things, and they'd say, well, Tori, you need to have some kind of meditation with it, because I'm not getting the meaning of this fable. Okay. So I wrote a meditation. So all of these things started developing in the fable groups. Now, I have to tell you, of the original, I guess, 6 or 7 people, maybe it's 8, 2 of those people have since gone on to win Academy Awards. And the other people in the group have been hugely successful. And Don, my dear friend, unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago, but not before we were told that we didn't know this from his family. He was not expected to live as long as he lived. And so we all thought that was a huge win for him.
Right.
And one of his friends remembered that he had said to the group, all he wants to do is live as long as possible, like live as long as he can and fully. Well, you know, 10 years past his expectancy was pretty incredible. And so what then happened, as these fables started, I've got to be honest with all of you, we didn't even have the deck at that time. There were no color cards. There was nothing.
Right.
I literally drew them on these index cards, and I had the original index cards. It's really interesting. With crayon, okay?
Right.
And when I tell you I can't draw, God did not grace me with that gift, okay? I mean...
Yeah, that's not one of your gifts.
That is not one of my gifts, okay? But I ended up meeting this woman about 4 years ago now on the internet. I loved her work, and I emailed her and said, would you draw these cards for me? And she emailed me back, says it's going to take me over a year. And I said, I don't care. So I sent her the full manuscript, which at this point had already been put together from the fable groups that I was leading. I sent her the manuscript, and every week, it was a miracle, Michael. It was a miracle because she would send me this beautifully drawn, the card you're looking at, beautifully drawn card that matched the fable so perfectly. I gave her tiny, barely any notes, you know. And
right.
The notes she did get were because, I had the wrong color hue or whatever. But what ended up happening, and this is one of the most incredible things, that right before the deck came out, she said, you know, Tori, I really feel like there's a 52nd card, because there's only 51 cards in this deck. And I said to her, you know what, Gretchen, I feel like there's a 52nd spirit, but it never came forward, and I don't know what it is. And she said, yeah, okay, I'm going to really miss the deck. And I said, yeah, I understand, because she'd been with it for a year. Well, the deck actually came out, and I put it up entirely free online. All the experts were like, don't do that. Nobody will buy it. And I went, but it was given to me free.
Right.
So I have to put it up for free. Now, if people want to buy it, then they can purchase it. But if they want to use it, we should let people use it. That's what it's there for.
Right.
So I put it up, the whole deck up online free in July. And the following, and forgive me for not remembering times, but the following February 15th, Gretchen's husband came home and found her dead on the floor. She had passed away, and he called me and he said, I need to tell you, she just died. I mean, this was before the cards really came out and,
right.
you know, before things really started happening. And I was just, I said, I hate to say this, I'm smiling. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't mean smiling happy. I mean, she's the 52nd spirit.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
And so the journey of these cards has, and the people who do get them, they get the concept of multi-generational healing. They get that there is an entire process of why our lives are the way they are now is because our lives are about healing some of the issues of our past. And I've got to be honest with you, Michael, the more I work with these cards, I'm learning. You know, like they came through me, but they're not me. They're not me. You know, I'm very aware that this was just, I was shepherding them. Do you know what I mean? Like, and 2 years ago, I started working with them again and in a different way with color in a way of chakra. Mm-hmm. And then it hit me. It hit me that this deck is a chakra journey, i.e. an internal spiritual journey that it's like having a spiritual tool belt. When you can use these tools on a daily basis, your life will change. I mean, one of the women in my spiritual club, it's just really quite amazing. She had less than a 3% survival rate given for her cancer a year ago. And she just randomly found me on the internet. How about that? Joined the spiritual club, and now a year and a few months later, she's completely cancer-free. And they couldn't figure out how she survived. And she said it was working with the Color Wisdom cards, working with the tools, working with people in the club, really getting that I could change my life. And I'm not saying this is the only answer. As you know, there are so many. I believe that it's what you're attracted to that will work for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I think
with me, when I read for clients, sometimes I'll be drawn to, you know, some other deck. You know, I'll think, man, I'm going to use this deck, and then all of a sudden, Spirit says, you know, use this. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think that, you know, with these, you have to focus on the intuition inside of you and say, okay, hey, you know, how am I supposed to use this? You know, I'm going to be led by Spirit and how to use them. Now, Tori, can you give us your website, please?
Okay, my website is torihartman.com,
okay.
And of course, you can find a link there for Color Wisdom cards, but if you want to use the Color Wisdom cards, the direct link is colorwisdomcards.com. And you can find the Color Wisdom cards in both places, and, you know, you'll find the way back to me
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
And I
love them. I mean, your site's like jam-packed with a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to have you back because there's no way we're going to be able to talk about everything I want to talk about.
It's busy. And I'm always honored because I consider you part of my tribe. I'm always honored when I get to talk to others who get it. And I love what you said about, you know, you allow yourself to be led intuitively to the deck.
Right.
And I have to share this with your listeners because you already know this, but something that we are not always aware of as readers is that when you master one deck, you can read any deck. It's sort of like it's like driving a car. If you know how to drive a car, you can drive a big one or a little one. You may have some adjustment, but the skill of reading is an intuitive skill that you can learn. And when you really master one deck, don't you find that, Michael? I mean, I can pick up any deck.
Right.
I mean, I had that with my friend James Wanless. He did the Voyager Tarot, and he and I were together one day. We were doing a show together, and he pulled out his deck, and I'd never worked with it. I'd never seen it, and I said, oh, can I interpret that card for the caller?
Right.
And he said, sure. And I pulled it, and I said, okay, this is what I see for you based on this card. And James was like, that's amazing. And I said, and he did the same with one of my cards. And he said, this
right.
is what I see for you. And I went, that's amazing. And we started talking about it and realized it's that once you learn any intuitive art, you can translate it.
Right, definitely.
You just have to start with the deck that most calls to you, right? I mean, what
right.
was your first deck?
My first deck was actually by Doreen Virtue, and it was an angel healing deck. I still have that deck.
Oh, she's fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, and how I found that deck is I just went to a bookstore here in my local town. And I was like, okay, you know, I was looking at tarot decks because that's what everybody leans towards. And I thought, okay, I don't really feel like that's what I'm supposed to read with.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, what am I supposed to read with? And believe it or not, this box jumps off of the shelf and lands on the floor, and it was the Healing with the Angel deck. And I was like, okay, I think that's the deck I'm supposed to have. So, but
yeah, you are, and that's the beauty of it, is they will find you.
Yeah, they will.
Spirit will find you and say, here. And that's why I'm always nervous when people go, oh, I don't, tarot. And I kind of go, look, you know, my deck isn't tarot, it's an oracle deck. And
right.
The thing about tarot is that those are simply stories. And
right.
there's a lot of interesting information in tarot, and I love the many different decks like Osho Zen. There's some beautiful decks out there. My first deck, of course, was a Rider. Well, when I was little, do you remember Gypsy Witch cards? Do you remember those?
Oh, I remember them. I haven't never had any, but I know of
them. Yeah, I remember them from when I was little. I mean, they were, you know, I remember them, and they used to spook the heck out of me. I'll be honest with you, I'd get so scared, and I'd put them away, and you know, but I really have always loved the energy and the mystery of angels coming forward, and but anyway, Dorian Virtue is absolutely brilliant. So there you have it.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. We have several people that have been patiently waiting for you.
Oh.
And so I don't want to get them all upset at us. So
no, not at all. I love it. Let's make magic.
I think we might need to take a few of these, okay, if you're ready.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. If you get tired, just holler at me and let me know, because I know it does take some energy. So, but let's go ahead. And Melvin, you're on with Tori. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm good. You got a question for Tori?
Yes. I just wanted to see if I get a general reading.
Okay. All right, Melvin. Yes. Do I have permission to pull a couple cards for you?
Yes, ma'am, you do.
All right. So the first thing I want to tell you is that I don't want you to worry too much about work. I feel like there's a lot of work questions going on around you. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I don't want you to worry too much about it, because here's the thing that you need to know. I feel very strongly that your grandmother's there to bless you, and I do feel that she's watching over you. And there's a couple things I want to tell you. The first thing is that I'm hearing – I'll tell you the three cards I pulled just so Michael and I can kind of play along, you know, follow along with each other. Yes. I pulled Canary Yellow as the first card. The second card is Brad Blueberry, right side up. Both of these cards are right side up. And the third card is Rhonda Rhino of Amethyst, reversed. And I want you to know, I feel like I'm hearing from in Canary Yellow, what a comfort you've been to the people I feel like the elders in your family, how much you helped them. And I feel there's a lot of appreciation coming to you from them. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does, yeah.
Because I really feel like I want you to know that you're, I feel specifically a grandmother who is really saying don't, you know, when I look at Brad Blueberry, the second card, workaholic, you know, she's saying don't work so hard. I'm going to send you the people. If you really want to be working, you need to be with work people that don't work you too hard. In other words, people that appreciate you, because that's been the big thing, is you are a worker and people can take advantage of you. So I want you to enjoy the work you're doing, and I'm feeling that from your grandmother. Does that make sense at all, love?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And the third card in...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What, honey?
Yeah, I work at a hospital at night, and you have some of the clients just sit around, and I do most of the work. And I have went to my supervisor and talked to him about it, and they show a lot of favoritism, but I just leave that in the Lord's hand, and I just continue to work, because these clients that I work around, they're, you know, mentally ill, and they need assistance all night. And it just hurts my heart to see them ignore the clients to, you know, when they try to meet their needs.
Yeah, I really feel very strongly that you give a great deal of comfort to a lot of people. It's interesting, isn't it, Michael, the whole thing of comfort forward so strongly. The third card I want to tell you is Rhonda Rhino of Amethyst, and this is all about, I want you to really get the Brad Blueberry is the workaholic of, like, I feel when I look at those two cards, the purple cards, if you will, in the color wisdom cards are all about the sixth chakra, and that sixth chakra is our energy center where we see into the past and see into the future. And I feel, Melvin, this has been a very wonderful feeling for you of being able to belong and be helpful to people. And what I'm hearing from your grandmother is I want you to make sure that where you really put your heart is in the service in, I feel like, around your church and the people there that really love you. And remember that the service you're doing where you are is a job, and not your, not to let it drain you too much, because I feel like it's been weighing heavily on you.
Yes, yes, ma'am, it has. Because I work at night, and it has. But I, you know, I'm really, you know, been stressed a little bit about, well, a lot about trying to finish up my college degree this year. And because I'm a football coach, and I did apply for a football, for an assistant coaching job for this upcoming season. And that's my calling, I believe.
I think so, too. I think that you are going to make a shift, and I feel that very strongly. I think that I'm kind of seeing what's been going on, but I do feel that there will be a good shift for you. And I believe, Melvin, that there are some good things on the horizon for you. And I'll let Michael share his vision, too.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Melvin, I don't really have much to add. But I would just definitely just keep on moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
We do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully Tori helped you.
Oh, she did. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ms. Tori. God
Thank
bless.
You, Melvin. What a speedy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and Melvin and I think have talked before, but I really, I love his energy. Don't you love his vibe?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, he's just, I mean, when he calls in, it just feels like his energy just, like, floods the room. And so I just, like, I have several callers like that. I'm sure you have that, too,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, where they just flood your, you know, you can just connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
What
a lovely soul. So go ahead. I'm all yours. I'm having fun.
Okay. All right. And the other thing that I have a question, because I know I have this sometimes. You know, when mm-hmm. people go to readers, I think, or when mm-hmm. they call into shows like this, I think that they're really nervous sometimes.
Sure.
And I would tell people, you know, just relax, because it does make it easier for us
mm-hmm.
as readers to tap into you. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I think the thing is that the real thing is that they're nervous that I'm going to say something that they don't want to hear.
Right. Yeah.
And it will frighten them. And the way I look at the way we do readings today is that we're not here to frighten you. We are here to help you find your answer and confirm for you, in some ways, what you already know.
Right. Definitely.
And I have to share this with you and your listeners real quick, and then let's take more calls. My little whippet, Owen, he's my white one. If you look at the picture of me with the two whippets, he's the full-figured whippet. And he's my little Cancerian, and he is sitting right next to me on top of the pillows like a cat.
Right.
Because he's very empathic today, because he's like, you know. So I just want to let you all know that you've got another little soul sitting here with you. So.
Good. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Susie. Susie, you're on with Tori. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Hi, Tori. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Go ahead.
I am familiar with your cards, Tori, and they are very, very beautiful.
Thank you.
I just would like a general message, anything that may come up that Spirit would want me to know.
Okay. I love to pull three cards because it tells me a story. And just so you know, I do, it's almost like the original title of the deck was Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. So what I look at is the darkness is your subconscious, and then there's the second card that's the dawn, and then the light is the third card. What's really coming forward to me, and I'll tell you the cards in a minute, is the journey of you really moving through your own fears and self-doubt to reclaim your own life. In other words, really reclaiming that part of you that was alive at one time because you were yourself. And I know this sounds odd, but and I'm not quite sure why Spirit's putting it this way, but it's almost like you've been on this journey, you kind of, I want to say, subjugated or hid yourself for a long time and had to turn away from things that were important to you. And ultimately, when I look at these cards, it's such a beautiful journey of really realizing your own gifts. And this has been, by the way, really realizing your gifts has been in this last year more than ever. The three cards I pulled, the first is Emaciated Periwinkle, And that really is about being out of balance. And I feel that that's, you know, in the darkness of your subconscious, you were feeling out of balance for a while. And I feel that when I look at a reversal of Royal Purple Brick, that's really about, it's in the fable, she's holding a brick in front of her face and saying, there's a wall, I can't see. And the great servants, the great spirits come down and say, put the brick back in the path. And she puts the brick back. And then she gets the message that she needs to just keep walking because there's miracles ahead. And it really is really incredible the amount of fear and courage that you've walked through. And the third card, Bronze God reversed, huge breakthrough. I look at that as many ways as the inner child card, because this man finally reclaimed his, in the fable, reclaims his inner child, if you will, and realizes what his happiness is. And I feel this is an incredible time coming up for you. I feel like you've really been on a huge journey, and I feel that it's only going to get brighter and brighter for you. Does this make any sense to you, Susie?
Yes, that sounds very beautiful. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's been a rough time for you. I'm not trying to pretend it hasn't been, but I do feel that what's ahead for you, especially as you reclaim yourself, it's really about reclaiming your life. I feel that staying close to spirit, staying close to people that have that energy, you'll start to feel free. It's just a question of time, you know, and keep pursuing where you really would like to be. And Michael, any thoughts?
The only thing that I would add, Susie, to this, I mean, I think that's great and that's right on. The only thing that I would say is that all I keep hearing spirit say is soon, soon, soon. So what I'm going to say with this is that this looks like about a 3 month, since they said soon three times, I'm going to go that this timeline on this is about 3 months out where this breakthrough is coming. So just keep hanging in there. Because it's on its way.
I'm trying, okay? Michael. I'm trying to hang in there, Michael.
Okay, well, keep hanging in. And Spirit's getting ready to bless you, and hopefully Tori's helped you, and we appreciate you calling
in.
Oh,
yes. I very much enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Tori.
Thank you,
Michael.
Thank you, Susie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and actually talk to the person helping me out on phones tonight, Don. Let's go ahead and Don, you're on with Tori. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Hi. I was on last night with Tori at her site also.
Oh! Awesome.
I don't know if I was in the chat room.
Yeah, you were in chat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was.
I remember. We have a very active chat.
Well, that's cool.
I know. I just love it. I just love it. We have a very active chat, and it's really fun. And you know, you've got a lot going on, Dawn.
Yes, I do.
You do, and this is really, as you know, a time of destiny, and not letting anything stick to you that's not going to be for your enlightenment. I have to be honest with you. It's been a long, long time since I've seen an outcome card of black and white reversed, because that's a card of destiny, and it's the card of fate. Really, if you had to say fate and destiny, woohoo, they come together here. In this fable, because in the heavens, black and white met, and they just adored each other. They're best friends, playing together all the time, and then they were dismayed to find out that they were not going to be reincarnated together because the great spirits decided they'd been star-crossed lovers too many times in life, and they didn't want to put them through that again. And instead of just accepting it, they went to the Council of Great Spirits and said, no, we want our destiny changed. We want to meet. We really want to meet, and we'll make our own fate. We'll make our own road. And the Council of Great Spirits was about to turn them down when the great servant came in and said, your wish is granted. And the reason that is so powerful is that they met in on the earth plane, and they did change the pattern together. So this is about really changing a very powerful pattern from your past, way in the past, of fear holding you back. And when I say fear, not just fear, but it's deeper than that, Dawn. It goes so deep into the idea of family fear, you know, family that really had so much fear of their own that they couldn't articulate it in any way other than to criticize and try to hold you back because of their own fears. Am I making any sense?
Yes.
Okay. So as I look at that, and as I look at Royal Purple Brick as the first card, it's a very powerful card to begin a reading with. And the middle card, Dance and Daisy, is all about joy. It's about taking a risk, and that's where you're at in your life. And the quote from Dance and Daisy, this is actually kind of funny, is from Tom Hanks said it in, Joe versus the Volcano. And he says, let's just jump and see what happens. And I've not quoted a movie in any of the fables, but that's the only one. And what's interesting, Dawn, is last night, and I'm not kidding, all day yesterday, on my Twitter page, it kept saying, coming up, recommending that I follow Tom Hanks. Now, why on earth? And so it's very interesting that he's been in the sphere and this card comes up. And finally, Black and White Reversed, which is, you know, you're really here and you already know this, but you're already familiar with having to heal and being here to heal so many of the family communications between, between mother and daughter. And I feel family particularly. There is just, I feel a lot of pain has run around you and through you, meaning people seek you out to help them. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
So I would say that absolutely your destiny has completely changed, and you already know this. So I am actually, this is an example of what I was saying to Michael before, of I am simply validating for you what you already know. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So yes. That's what I see.
Excellent. Right. I really thank you, Tori. I really appreciate it. I enjoy listening to you. So I'll go back to listening on the lines.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dawn. All right.
Mike.
Hey, and Dawn, thank you for helping me out tonight. Appreciate it. Thank
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. It just helps when you have somebody on the switchboard and you already know people's names, and it just helps, I think. So I appreciate people stepping up and helping and doing that. So, because I think that's important too. I think we're all working together for, you know, a purpose, and I think that's important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I love the way you're reading. I want to say that because I've had different readers on here, and it always amazes me. I say this about everybody that's on the show, but because I find it very interesting. The reason why Spirit led me to do this program the way I do it is because everybody's different. We're not.
Right.
We all read differently, and that's what I tell people. I said, you know, you could get a reading from yourself, you know, from you, and then you could call me up and get a reading, and I might tell you something totally different, you know, than what you just heard from Tori. So it's just amazing how we're all hooked together and we're all working together. At least I hope that we're all working together for the same purpose.
I totally think we are, Michael. One of the things I think about what you're saying is that it may seem like they're different readings, but ultimately
right.
We pick up different things because we're different people.
Right.
So the work that the people that will ask me for a reading are going to be much more related and tapped into their own wounding because
right.
of the way where I've come from. So I may just have a different perspective. It's like if I'm, you know, if you're into, I'm just using this as an example, if you're into race cars, the odds
right.
of you attracting people that are into race cars or have experience with cars is going
right.
to be greater just because of your energy. So we just read different things. It doesn't mean that the readings themselves are so different.
No. Right. Yeah, totally agree with that. You know, because sometimes I think that we just add on. You know,
uh-huh.
I would say that. That would probably be the best way to describe this, is that we just add on. To, you know, sort of like what you were doing with me tonight, you know,
uh-huh.
I have something to say, it's just an add-on to what's already going out, you know, I might just be adding on something else. So.
Well, that's it, and I think what happens is that, you know, I'll have people call, like I had somebody call in once, and this person's
right.
called in a few times, same question, and finally I said, hey, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you, I think this is a therapy question, I think you need to be working with a therapist,
right.
because it's not just, am I going to get a job? You're bringing to the table so much panic, pain, and concern about it. There's no way I can give you a reading that would support your finding a job.
Right.
And, you know, it was interesting. It was a very interesting reading ultimately, because I really wouldn't read for him because I felt it would be irresponsible.
Right.
You know? Because you're buying into something that's obviously they just want to hear, as opposed to what the truth is. Because in that moment, the truth is you're not going to find a job with that attitude. You know, it's like a parent, you know. No,
right.
Missy, you're not going to get anything with that attitude. You know, it's like.
Yeah. You're not gonna get what. You know, and it's always. You know, I had a person call me up one time, and they go, okay, Michael, just tell me, you know, the way you see it. You know, and you know, sometimes spirit's pretty blunt.
Sometimes,
I was like, and I already knew what Spirit was saying, and I gave him a chance to back out, and I said, are you sure you want that answer? And they go, yes. And I was like, okay. And they didn't. They hung up on me.
Well, and that's the thing that happens too is that, you know, exactly what you're saying is so right on. And here's the thing. I had a gal call me, and she just wanted to know when she was going to meet someone.
Right.
She knew what she wanted, okay?
Right.
And this was in a reading. She had paid for a reading. It's a different conversation, but it's similar in the sense that I said to her, well, you have now had two boyfriends in a row that have dumped you because you become ultimately so needy and so desperate.
Right.
That you push them away. And, you know, I didn't put it in that way. I said, because you have this anxiety where you need something from someone and you don't even know what it is.
Right.
You know?
Definitely.
And what she said was, okay, yeah, that's happened in the past. Now, when am I going to meet somebody? I said, well, here's the thing. You can meet somebody anytime you want. Unfortunately, what I think is going to happen is that you're going to meet the same person because you haven't done the inner work. Here's
right.
the inner work I want to suggest to you. And she was so upset with me. And then I got an email the next day that said, you know, it wasn't what I wanted, and I was very upset because I really wanted answers. And I
right.
emailed her back and said, love, I gave you the answers. It just wasn't the answer you really wanted to hear. But if you really look at my stand for you of finding a relationship that's there for you, you will listen closely to what I told you to do. And by the way, again, the tools are in the cards, right? So
right.
We give people the tools. Like for me, that was the purpose of the Color Wisdom cards, is they have tools to help you change. So what ended up happening in this whole thing is about 2 weeks later, I got an email from her, and she said, oh, my gosh, you're right. Where do I begin? I really want to do this work.
Right.
And you see, now she has a chance of having a real relationship.
Definitely.
Do you know, not just a relationship that's like, oh, here's another guy that's going to dump you.
Right.
Because that's the pattern. It's just another person that dumps you.
Right.
You know, and how do we change it? Well, that's what I think the concept of, I know that you're probably this way too. I'm sick of giving somebody a fish for a day. I want to teach them how to do it.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
And change their life around and turn their life around. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know.
It is.
And you know, and break those cycles. You know, sometimes we don't even see them. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
that's the problem, is we don't see the cycles. We don't see those things that are holding us back.
And
it does go inward, you know. And a lot of people just don't want to look at themselves, Tori. I just don't, you know, I think it's really, you know, they just don't want to do that deep look and say, oh.
Well, I think what it is people are afraid. It's not that they don't want to. They're afraid if they do, they'll find something horrible.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's, at the end of the day, they're afraid of being terrified of who they see.
Right.
And
right.
when we can show them the beauty of them,
right.
they are no longer afraid, and then they can use the tools that we're sharing. And that's the beauty of this work.
Right, definitely. Okay, I think we got time to at least get one more call on here with you, so let's go ahead with Susan. You are on there with Tori. Thank you for calling and your patience.
Hi, Tori. Hi, Michael.
Hi, love.
Hi, go ahead. Hi.
I've been waiting to hear about this job, and it's been kind of really a long wait. And then they said that they, you know, would wrap it up soon, but I didn't know how soon.
You know, I'm not entirely sure, like, what I'm not picking up anything on their decision. I feel like there's been no decision yet on it. And so it's hard for me to answer that. But what I can tell you is I want to acknowledge how difficult this process has been for you, in the sense that for you to really get back out there, and especially the immense amount of pain you felt from your last circumstance.
Yeah.
I really want to acknowledge that you have really, you know, it's so interesting. I'm going to tell you the three cards. The first is Final Sunset. The second is Shadow Gray Storm. And the third, Bronze God, again, reversed. And we've really pulled this up today a lot. One of the things I want to say is that I really see how painful this last ending was. And I feel that you are really ready to get out there. And I want you to know that their lack of decision is not reflective of you. It's reflective of what their needs are. So I just want to say that to you, because it's very interesting, because in some ways it's patterning your family of origin of, you know, you're not getting your needs met has nothing to do with you. It has to do with their inability to really understand what your needs were. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds like they don't really care.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's not that they didn't. We can look at it that way, but it's more that they didn't know how. Now, I'm not. That doesn't make it okay. Hold on. It really is that. It's bringing up that feeling. But I just want to tell you, in this case, it really is just business, and this isn't anything to do with you. Michael, are you picking up something? Because I'm not picking up a yes or no yet. I feel an undecided at this point.
Yeah, the same thing. I would agree, Tori and Susan. I'm not picking up any decision here. I'm really tapped into this. I'm going with the, they haven't made any decision. And I feel like that they're having some eternal, the one thing I'm picking
That's
up, Tori,
what I'm feeling.
I feel like that
mm-hmm.
there's some eternal stuff going on with them as a company, mm-hmm. where they can't make a decision yet.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it has to do with people that you would be working with, and there's some uncertainty in that area, and I don't feel it's personal. Because I do feel that you're well-liked and well-suited. It really is. I would say to you, like the old thing I always like to say, don't take it in so you don't have to work it out. Just don't make it personal.
Yeah.
You know, because they do like you. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, you know, something shifted and they're not ready to make the decision yet.
Right. Yeah, because I was feeling
so positive about it for you know, but then it kept dragging out. And then I had another interview.
Well, I would say don't feel unpositive. In other words, don't lose your positive attitude about it, because it was a big win for you. So it you know, just because you haven't heard doesn't mean that it wasn't positive. I know that you're talking about meaning you want it to be an outcome that you get the job, and I get that. But
yeah.
I do feel that you're really close to something. So I don't want you to get discouraged from this, is what I'm saying, because it wasn't you. They're just not – they're not ready. It's, you know, it's sort of like if you order a car, a special-made
mm-hmm.
car, and it got caught in shipping. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's just – I feel there's paperwork. It's like getting stuck in customs. It
yeah.
has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it's
but
just
I
a
feel
lot of...
something like this is coming to you. So I just feel keep your spirits up is the message, because you are due. I'm hearing that from the spirits. You're due.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked hard for this.
You did, and I feel you're due. So if not this, something better, but I just want to say that you are on the money. So try to stay positive with it, because I don't feel it's a bad thing. I do not feel negative on it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I pulled, and Susan, I pulled a card on this from my Gaia deck, and it's a Goshnet card. And on the bottom of the card, it says clearing away obstacles. So I would agree with Tori that this has nothing to do with you. Please stay positive. You
mm-hmm.
know, keep your self-esteem intact, all that stuff, because you're awesome just the way you are.
Yeah, you are.
And so the one thing that's going on here is with them. And I feel like that right now what Spirit's doing here is clearing away some of the obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they were getting ready to make a decision, and then something happened with the company. And so it's something internal. It's something going on with them.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm concurring on that.
Maybe went on vacation?
Well, no, it's not a vacation. I don't want you to write scenarios because it is an internal thing that's going on. In other words, they may have to hire someone in place before they hire your position. So there is something that needs to happen before they fill that your position.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, they have to pick someone from there, you mean?
No, what I'm saying is something has to be in place before they hire you, and it has to do with the company.
Oh.
It almost feels like how can they hire your position when they don't have someone else for you to work with? Something is changing within the company, and they have to make sure that everything's set before bringing you in. It would be a waste of time.
There's plenty to do there, though.
Well, but I'm seeing internal changes. So
may
say that, but you don't know what's going on from the higher-ups.
Oh, okay.
If a direction changes, I know as a corporate person, like my own, my own company, like if I change a direction that we're going, that means we got to scrap all this other stuff. So there may be things that have nothing to do with you. That's what Michael's saying too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you, love.
Thank
okay.
you
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Susan, and we appreciate you calling in. And and the one thing that I want to leave you with, please, I want you to leave you with what I'm picking up from Spirit, because I feel like this is really important. You know, don't make, you know, Tori touched on this, and I want to touch on it as well. You know, don't make scenarios, because this is an internal company issue that's going on right now. Has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with you. They really liked you. They were about to hire you, and then something big happened in their corporation, and so they have to put something in place before they can actually bring you aboard. But I do feel like they are going to bring you aboard.
Awesome. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Susan.
Thank you,
right.
Susan.
All right. Yeah. And so those are, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that there's a lot of stuff going on in our world. And when you
we
have
don't
a company,
know about. And
yeah.
you know, that's true because, you know, I also own a recording studio. And so, you know, there are times when I'll interview and then all of a sudden somebody doesn't leave. Well,
right.
that doesn't mean the people I interviewed weren't great. I just don't have a
right.
spot.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so things shift. And it's
yeah.
not personal. I've learned that from hiring people
right.
for my company.
Yeah. Right. It's not personal. It's just business. And,
right.
and also,
and I'm not thinking about you. No offense. I'm not thinking about you. I'm thinking about what do I need to fill that spot? Who do
right.
I want to work with? What kind of person? And when I meet them, it's like, right. yeah, yeah. You know, I used to have a friend, Michael, that would joke because he was an actor, and he'd say
right. –
it's the kiss of death when the casting director shakes your hand, walks you to the elevator, says, bye, thank you for coming in, bye, as the door's closing, great job, and then you never hear again.
Yeah. right.
So you don't know what's going on, you know.
Well, and also things like that. You know, I find legal cases, Tori, maybe you're the same way. I find legal cases really hard to read because there are so many variables in those kind of things. You know, those things change on a dime.
Exactly,
you know.
And that's the thing. It's like, that's why it's interesting we started the top of the show talking about that. You know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I could
right.
lose. I
yeah.
could, you know, but here's the thing. I win no matter what because
right.
it'll be over.
Yes, because that's what you want.
Yeah, I want it to be over. I want to move on. I've got other things to do.
Yes,
and
you got
hopefully, the judge will smile fairly on me, and that'll be fine. And if not, he's having a bad day. Well, it's gonna be shared with me.
Is it going to trickle down?
It's a trickle down because you don't know. You know, you don't know if he ran out of milk that morning and didn't have his Cheerios.
Right, you don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
Or if he didn't have time to eat his Wheaties or something. So,
yeah. I mean, I was joking last night, like when I was with my friend Cheryl and we were driving and we were
right.
literally in the parking lot and you know the big arrows that tell you to go a certain way. Well, we
right.
were going against the arrow. Okay, we decided we could go against the arrow. Well, here's this guy coming around the corner, and there's plenty of room for two cars. And
right.
I looked at my friend Cheryl, and I said, uh-oh, we have somebody with an opinion.
yeah.
And he started screaming about, you know, whatever. And I just went, oh, my gosh, we're doing something so wrong. And I was laughing, and she and I started laughing so hard, and we just kept driving, and I thought, what does he care? We didn't hit him.
Right.
You know, we were just scooting around to get to the other thing, and we weren't in his way. We weren't taking anything up from him. But the point is that, you know, it's like who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's having a bad day, that guy wanted to yell at somebody. It had nothing to do with us. Because
right.
on another day, I guarantee, on another day, he would have been, so what? Who cares which way they're going?
Right. Yeah.
So
he was just having a day.
He was just having his moment, and I will leave you with this great story. Years ago, I was walking my dog in New York during the garbage strike. And when I tell you the garbage strike, everybody, I'm not kidding, 15 feet tall garbage bags. Just, they didn't pick up garbage for like, oh,
man.
So long, okay? And I'm out with my dog, and it was colder than heck, and my dog goes ahead and lifts his leg on this big 15-foot pile of garbage. And this man was walking by, and he went, oh, my God, that's disgusting. And I looked at him, and I said, you're kidding, right? I was like, my dog peeing on this is disgusting. Have you seen the garbage? And he
right.
goes, that's just so disgusting. And I said, okay, hold on. Find something else to be angry about, okay? Just find
right.
something else, anything else. Not with me, not today, not this moment. And I kept
right.
walking, and he stopped.
Yeah.
And the point is that it's kind of like, really? Really? You know? So it's just like we all have those moments when we're furious about something. And you wouldn't
right.
be human if you didn't.
No.
You know? I think it's about course correcting ourselves as quickly as possible.
Right.
So.
Well, Tori, unfortunately, it's time for me to get ready to say goodbye to you. I don't want to, but...
Oh, I love it. Thank you. This has been delightful. Anytime, my friend. Anytime.
All right. We'll have to have you back for sure.
I would love it.
Can you give your websites, your personal one and the one to the cards, please, one more time?
Absolutely. It's Tori Hartman, TORIHARTMAN.com. And you can get directly to the Color Wisdom Cards at colorwisdomcards.com.
Okay. Yeah. And go to both of those sites. They're awesome. Check them out. And, you know, just be you guys. So, but Tori, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure. I love your energy. And I do have an answer that I need to give you. Everything's going to be okay tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel that. So just, you know, you're going in there with a good attitude, and that's what Spirit wants from you. And so it will be what it is. And so
yeah, that's what I feel. Thank you so much
yeah.
for the confirmation. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so just, at least tomorrow we'll all be done, and it will be behind you, and you can move on.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
You're going to also have an awesome trip. I would let you guys know. Everything's going to go really smooth.
Yeah, I really feel like it's going to be amazing. I just have this feeling because I am looking for a European publisher for Color Wisdom Cards. I want to do them in London.
Yeah, you're definitely going to find that.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I actually feel like that they're waiting for you. It feels like that they're waiting for you to come there. It feels like a very easy connection because I definitely keep seeing a guy that's really going to connect with you. So, yeah.
Well, I'm liking that. I'm liking
right.
that a lot.
All right. Hey, that's what I'm seeing. So.
Hey, I'm ready to have some fun.
Yeah, hey, that was all free and that didn't cost you anything, Tori. So,
See?
Yeah.
Well, Michael, you're a delight, and I just really appreciate who you are and you know how you handle your life. So if I can ever be of service, you let me know.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you, Tori. You have a wonderful night.
Much love. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right. If you were on hold and we didn't get to you, I apologize. You know, when we have a lot of callers, I can only take a few calls. If you've never read, it takes lots and lots of energies, friends, to do readings. And so if you were on hold and you didn't get on with Tori, please go to her website. Set up a reading with her if you want to set up a reading with her. I have no problem with that. So that's why I bring these people on. So go to her site. Check out the Color Wisdom card. They are awesome. I haven't read all of the they're like little fables, they're little stories actually, and so go over there and read them. But I will tell you, I read the top of them, and yesterday they were spot on to a situation in my life that was going on that I wasn't aware of, and they actually stopped a cycle that I was about to go in through those cards. So Spirit, use those cards to speak to me in a very strong and positive way. And I feel a lot of energy in them. I believe in them. I'm actually going to get a set of them when I can. And so I definitely like them. So go. I'm going to add them to my collection. But check out our site. It's ToriHartman.com. And the website to the cards, I think, was ColorWisdomCards.com. All right? So check them out. If you would like to get a hold of me, my website is www.spiritualawakening.com. That's my personal website. It's the business site. The site to Spiritual Talk Radio is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And the email address for myself is, man, I need to take a breath. It's like a tongue twister here. SpiritualAwakeningYML.com. So that's how you can get a hold of me. Continue to hold Rose in your thoughts. She really is heavy on my heart tonight. It's been a week tonight, and so she's really heavy on my heart. I've known her for a couple of years. She is an awesome person, and all I can do is, you know, what we're doing, and, you know, pray and send angels and love and light, and that's all I know to do at this point. So just hold her in your heart and send angels to her, okay, and her son. All right. They were in Oklahoma, and last thing I knew, there were some things going on with paychecks, and she was thinking about going back home to Las Vegas, and so I don't know where she is. Spirit does. And so, you know, just hold her in your thoughts and your heart. I would appreciate it, and I'm sure she would too. Dawn, thank you so much for helping me out tonight. Dawn's new to the switchboard, and she got to talk to you tonight. She's going to be helping me out for a while. And so, you know, things change, you know. Like Tori said, you know, a door closes and another door opens. And we have to be open to change, and we have to be open to keep on moving and keep on doing what we do. No matter what circumstances, no matter what situations are going on in our lives, we continue to trust the Spirit within us, because the Spirit within us always knows what's going on. You know, Tori mentioned it earlier and said, you know, a lot of times when you get a reading from myself or from Tori or from John or from whoever I've had on the show, Sean, anybody that I've had here, basically, as readers, what we do is we're already confirming stuff that's going on in your life that you're already aware of. You just forgot a little bit. You know, and so continue to be yourselves. It's a whole lot easier to be yourself than try to be me or to be Tori or be anybody else. Be you. Because you're awesome just the way you are. You know, if I had anything to tell you tonight, is that. You guys are awesome just the way you are. And when you believe that, your life will change. When you see that you are awesome just the way you are, you don't have to impress me. You don't have to impress anybody, because you are already who you are going to be. You just are awakening to that and opening up to that. That's all you're doing right now. So continue on your journey. Join me Wednesday. Wednesday I have another guest, Sean Austin, I believe, is going to be with us. He's a medical intuitive, and he'll be with us on Wednesday night. And so join us. If you would like to speak to him, I don't know if he's going to do readings, but if I'm telling you, if we open the lines to readings and you want to talk to the guest, I would suggest calling into these programs early, okay? The phone lines open 15 minutes early before our program does. And so I would call in early, get on that switchboard, okay? Talk to Dawn and you know, get on the switchboard. But Sean Austin will be with us. Then Daniel, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, but he will be with us on Friday night. So have some awesome guests. And then Saturday, I will be on with a very special show. I'm not going to give you any hints, but I will tell you that if you've listened to any show here on Spiritual Talk Radio that's been by me, you will not want to miss Saturdays. Okay? I already sort of been feeling it. I already sort of know where we're going to be going. So if you've listened to any show, Saturday's show, I believe, is going to be off the hook and will help you change your life. Okay? So you might want to write that on your calendar. So Wednesday, Sean. Friday, Daniel. Saturday, me. Okay? Then next week, we're only going to be on twice next week. I'm going to be having an event on the 16th out of town. So we will only going to be on next week only two times, and I have guests on those days. So the only time that I'm going to be on actually for a few days, for a few weeks here, will be this coming Saturday. Personally, myself, reading and teaching. So just keep all that in mind, okay? Have a great night. Tori, thank you so much for being here. Namaste, my friend. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future because I do feel that coming. Thank you so much for being on here tonight. All right, check out our site. Please check out our site. And that's ToriHartman.com. Check out our site. Okay. All right. I would do it right now. Well, maybe not right now, but right as soon as we go off air. All right. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful night, wherever you are. Have a wonderful one. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Bye-bye, guys. Let me find a song here. Let's close out with this one. All right. Bye-bye.